Welcome to this episode of Just the Disc. My name is Brian Sauer. This is my podcast about Blu-rays. This is what will be my November announcements episode. And I feel like I don't have as much stuff that I was excited about this month, but there's definitely some stuff to talk about here. I'll do my usual thing where I go in alphabetical order with the labels. First up, we have a new special edition from 101 Films in the UK. That is for Prom Night, the original Prom Night from 1980.
There's a special night in the lives of all of us. A night to be beautiful, to be desirable. A night we can break all the rules and make our own. Prom Night. Everyone at Hamilton High is getting ready for Prom Night. It's a day of rehearsals, arrangements, final preparations, and last-minute phone calls.
Nick?
Wendy, do you still like to play games?
They're too old for games, but someone still wants to play.
And so I don't know if this, I should have done the comparison, I apologize. I don't know if this has different features than the Synapse film version, which I really liked. It has an audio commentary with director Paul Lynch and screenwriter William Gray. It has an audio commentary with Fright Fest Paul McAvoy and filmmaker Jake West. It has Chasing the Final Girl, a new documentary on the final girl in horror movies, an interview with director Paul Lynch, The Horrors of Hamilton High, The Making of Prom Night featurette, collection of additional scenes added for television broadcast, limited edition booklet, and it is Region B locked. Just in case you're wondering, some 101 Films releases are not. This one is. But, you know, this is exciting if you're a fan of this movie. It sounds like some of this stuff might be new. I would recommend just double-checking it against the Synapse release. But 101 has been doing some great special editions, and this seems like a beauty. So that's first. Next up, we have Arrow finally giving dates for at least one that they had announced previously, and that is Edge of the Axe. The other film is a movie called Harpoon, which I don't know anything about. It is a recent film. It's from 2019, and yeah, it's definitely stacked with some special features, audio commentary by writer-director, some featurettes, half an hour behind-the-scenes documentary, and a few more. That's Harpoon, but more exciting for me is Edge of the Axe, which is a Spanish slasher movie.
Six women, one man, all dead. Edge of the Axe. Gerald's a cool kid with a keen computer. Now that he's met Lillian, the lines of communication are definitely open.
It's called Icarus. You can ask it anything you like.
But the readout spells trouble.
Wait a minute, what happened here?
And murder is the mode.
What shape is that body?
Hamburger meat.
A killer is loose, and the whole town's on edge. Edge of the Axe.
And it's one that I was turned on to by Jackson Stewart, director of Beyond the Gates. He mentioned it on an episode of Pure Cinema a long time ago, where we were doing horror triple features. And this was in his obscure slashers list. And to this point, I don't think it's gotten much of a home video release outside of VHS, so this one is particularly exciting for me. Its U.S. street date is January 28th, and the U.K. is the 27th. Harpoon is also the 27th. I believe that's only a U.K. release. But Edge of the Axe has a brand new 2K restoration from the original camera negative, English and Spanish language versions of the film. Let's see here. Brand new audio commentary with actor Barton Falks. Brand new audio commentary with a Hysteria Continues gang, a newly filmed interview with actor Barton Falks, and The Pain in Spain, a newly filmed interview with special effects and makeup artist Colin Arthur. I'm really excited about this one, like I said. It's a slasher that I have not seen. I have a bootleg of it that I'm not even going to watch. I've been sort of holding on to it, and then I heard this was announced, and now I'm like, okay, I'll wait it out. I can wait till 2020 to see this one. So this is very exciting that we have a date for Edge of the Axe. Very much on my radar and very much will be talked about on the show at some point in depth or somewhat in depth. All right. Next up we have from Blue Underground. They have announced Lucio Fulci's House by the Cemetery, or they detailed it more. So this one is going to hit shelves on January 21st. And it is a two-disc set. It has a brand new and exclusive 4K restoration of the fully uncut version of the film from the original camera negative. New audio commentary with Troy Howarth, author of Splintered Visions, Lucio Fulci and his films, deleted scenes, theatrical trailers, etc. Disc 2 has three new features. Housequake, an interview with co-writer Giorgio Mariuzu, Catriona McCall Q&A, and Calling Dr. Freudstein, in an interview with Stephen Thrower, the great Stephen Thrower, author of Beyond Terror, the films of Lucio Fulci, and of course his book Nightmare USA. And then some more featurettes. These may be older ones. Meet the Boyles, interview with stars Catriona McCall and Paolo Malco. Children of the Night, interviews with stars Giovanni Frezza and Silvia Colatina. Tales of Laura Gittleson, interview with star Dagmar Lassander. My Name is Terror, interview with star Carlo DeMeo. A Haunted House Story, interviews with co-writers Dardano Sacchetti and Elisa Briganti. And To Build a Better Death Trap, interviews with cinematographer Sergio Silvati, special makeup effects artist Maurizio Trani, special effects artist Gino De Rossi, and actor Giovanni De Nava. And then Disc 3, this is a three-disc set, has the soundtrack, and this is the original soundtrack by Walter Rizzotti. Great stuff. So a really nice region-free, by the way, Blu-ray from Blue Underground. Doing great work this year, and obviously 2020. Next on my list, we have the Criterion announcements for February of 2020, and they include Paris is Burning from 1990, Antonio Gaudi from 1984, Roma, Alfonso Cuarón's Netflix movie, is getting a Criterion Blu-ray. This is a first. That's exciting. It has a new 4K digital remaster supervised by Cuarón, Dolby Atmos soundtrack, Road to Roma, a new documentary about the making of the film featuring behind-the-scenes footage and an interview with Cuarón, snapshots from the set, a new documentary featuring actors Yalitza Aparicio and Marina de Tavria, producers Gabriel Rodriguez and Nicholas Sells, production designer Eugenio Cabero, and casting director Luis Rosales. And then new documentaries about the film's sound and post-production processes featuring Cuarón and others. New documentary about the film's ambitious theatrical campaign and social impact in Mexico. And Nothing at Stake, a new video essay. So this is kind of cool. And like I said, unique in terms of we haven't seen a nice Blu-ray release of a Netflix film so far. So maybe this is something that Criterion will make a habit of. Hint, hint, I'd love to see Dolomite Is My Name on the Criterion Collection. So, come on, guys. Anyway, and lastly on the list is Tiarama, the Pasolini film with Terrence Stamp. I think Elric is a fan of this one. I've never seen it. New 4K restoration, audio commentary, introduction by Pasolini from 1969. Interview with Terrence Stamp from 2007. So, anyway, that one looks good, too. And then Three Fantastic Journeys by Carol Zeman, which includes Journey to the Beginning of Time, 1955, Invention for Destruction, 1958, and The Fabulous Baron Munchausen, 1962. These are from the Czech filmmaker Carol Zeman, who devoted his career to transporting viewers to the realms beyond their wildest imagining. So three films there in that set. So that is it for the Criterion announcements for February. Next up, Eureka Entertainment has announced they are doing a version of What's New Pussycat from 1965 and Cloak and Dagger from 1946. Sorry, kids, not the 80s film that I love so much. I like Fritz Lang very much, but I'm dying for a nice special edition of Cloak and Dagger. I think it'll probably end up being a Shout Factory release. That would be my guess, and I'm hoping I'm right. We'll see if that actually comes to fruition. What's New Pussycat has a brand new and exclusive audio commentary by film critics Emma Westwood and Sally Christie. I think it's probably the same transfer as the Kino release from a while back. Cloak and Dagger has a brand new audio commentary by film critic and writer Alexandra Heller-Nicholas, always good, and a brand new video essay by David Cairns. Yeah, no, this looks good. This looks like good stuff from Eureka. Those are coming in December 2nd for What's New Pussycat and January 27th for Cloak and Dagger. Next up, Flicker Alley has announced another noir. This is, a co-production with the Film Noir Foundation and UCLA Film and Television Archive, maybe. They're listed on the cover. This is the movie Trapped from 1949, starring Lloyd Bridges, Barbara Payton, John Hoyt, James Todd, and Russ Conway.
Oh, maybe we better forget it. There's too many cops prowling around. Suppose something happens. Suppose you get hurt.
If anybody gets hurt, it won't be me. Not as long as I got a gun.
If you didn't have a gun on me, I'd beat your brains out.
So you're big time, huh?
I'm doing all right.
How'd you like to do a little better?
I think he's lying low. I know for sure he's loaded. He spends big, tips big.
And talks big, don't they all? Think he's a record guy?
You don't make that kind of dough selling Bibles.
This will be available for purchase on December 17th. This is from director Richard Fleischer, who I dig very much. And this is one of the early low-budget B features that he made before some of his epic stuff like Tora, 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 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. I actually prefer him in the low-budget, gritty territory myself. But for those that haven't seen the previous noir releases in this series, Too Late for Tears. Yeah, Too Late for Tears and Woman on the Run. Both of those releases were outstanding and among my favorites of the year they came out. They're just really well done. New restorations, they look great, and they were both really good films. So I'm very curious about this one. This is being touted as the return of a lost noir classic. It has something called Freeing Trapped, a mini-documentary on the film's creation and history, featuring interviews with Eddie Muller, Donna Lethal, and others, and a sedulous Cinderella Richard Fleischer remembered, a remembrance of the man, director, and father by his son Mark Fleischer, and an audio commentary by author Alan K. Rode and film historian Julie Kurgo. I am 100% in on that. I love me some Julie. She is fantastic, and Alan K. Rode has been great thus far in what I've heard, too. And there's also a 24-page souvenir booklet, rare photographs, poster art, and commentary by Eddie Muller. And this is a region-free release that is Trapped, coming on December 17th. From Flicker Alley. Okay, next up we have Indicator. They have announced several 2020 titles, but I think my favorite is Night Tide, the Curtis Harrington film.
What do you do? I mean, do you work or what?
Yes, I work. In fact, I have to work today.
On Sunday? What do you do?
When I told you my name, hadn't you ever heard it before?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I work on the amusement pier. I'm an attraction.
What are you, a dancer?
No.
They throw baseballs at you. Don't they? Not really, don't they?
No. My job isn't dangerous.
I give up. What do you do?
I'm a mermaid.
You're a what?
A mermaid. Half woman, half fish.
I don't get it.
Oh, it's very simple. I wear an artificial fishtail, and I lie in a tank that looks like it's filled with water. And people pay 25 cents and come and look at me. And that's how I make my living.
Don't you ever get tired of it?
Sometimes. But it's restful anyway. I told you about myself. What about you?
Me, I'm a member of the U.S. Navy. You really want to know?
Yes.
Well, my mother, my father left my mother and I when I was very young. So I became very close to my mother. And I've always wanted to see the world, and I never had a chance to. I couldn't. Then my mother fell ill and died. So I figured the easiest way to get out of Denver, Colorado was to join the Navy, see the world. But I haven't seen any of it yet.
You will.
I hope so.
where they are going to be bringing out a 2-disc special edition, limited, and it looks pretty badass. It's got a new 4K restoration, audio commentary with Curtis Harrington and Dennis Hopper, that's from 98, audio commentary with writer and film programmer Tony Raines, that's new, Harrington on Harrington, 2018, 25 minutes, wide-ranging archival interview with the filmmaker himself, Sinister Image, Curtis Harrington, 1987, 57 minutes, two episodes from David Del Valle's series devoted to cult cinematic figures and conversation featuring a career-spanning interview with the director, and then Disc 2 features Dream Logic, the short films of Curtis Harrington. Now this is really exciting. It has 8 short films spanning Harrington's 7 decades as a filmmaker, including experimental works, documentaries, and his career bookending Edgar Allan Poe adaptations, The Fall of the House of Usher, 1942, 10 minutes, Fragment of Seeking, 1946, 14 minutes, Picnic, 1948, 23 minutes, On the Edge, 1949, 6 minutes, The Assignation, 1953, 8 minutes, The Wormwood Star, 1956, 10 minutes, The Four Elements, 1966, 13 minutes, and Usher, 2002, 37 minutes. And then there's an 80-page booklet, and yeah, this is limited to 3,000 copies. But I'm very excited about this one. Really good-looking cover, and Elric has talked this one up on Pure Cinema. It's a great, strange cult item, and I'm very excited to see Indicator doing this region-free release of the film in such a nice special edition. So that is my favorite of their announcements. That is coming January 27th. They are also doing Winter Kills and Orphans, which is a film by Peter Mullen, which I don't know, from 1998. And then something called Resurrected, the Paul Greengrass film from 1989. Lots of interesting stuff coming from Indicator, as always. Next up we have Kino Lorber. Lots of just dates. So they have announced their own version of Secret Ceremony, which will be coming very shortly from Indicator as well. Just says 2020, so sometime in 2020 we will get a stateside release of Secret Ceremony, the Liz Taylor, Robert Mitchum, Mia Farrow curiosity weirdness. And then I've got a bunch more 2020 dates. So we have dates like February 4th, where we get all of the Spike Lee titles they had previously announced. So you have Mobetta Blues from 1990, Jungle Fever 1991, Crooklyn 1994, Clockers 1995, and Summer of Sam from 1999. That's coming February 4th, as well as the camp classic, The Oscar from 1966, which I can't wait to own. It's crazy, that movie. Then on February 11th, we have Heartbeeps, the Alan Arkush movie about robots in love, which I like.
It has the investigating ability of 1,000 detectives, the firepower of 100 tanks. It can't be outsmarted. It can't be outrun. It's Crime Buster.
I am in pursuit of 4 missing robots.
From 1981, The Sting 2 from 1983, Transylvania 65,000 from 1985, one of my picks from the Horror All Nighters episode of Pure Cinema. Can't wait for that Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been working pretty hard. But listen, I've got some time off. And I was wondering, could we have dinner tonight?
I've got you.
Hey, who
are you talking to?
What are you doing? You don't knock?
I got a knock.
It's impolite to walk in a person's room without knocking.
Okay, whatever
you
want.
You know what I'm doing? I'm sorry, I was interrupted by a wind. So what about tonight? Hey, what are you doing?
I knocked.
Yeah, but you didn't wait for who is it, and...
Oh, now I gotta wait for who is it. Please. How long is this gonna go on?
Uh-huh. Well, no, you could get a babysitter at the hotel. No, I'm sure they have one. Or, you know, Laura seems so capable. She's very grown up.
You've got to say who is it.
Excuse me, hold on one second.
Gee.
All right, who is it?
Wait till I'm outside.
Right. I'm sorry. Elizabeth, you there? Hello? Hello?
Why didn't you say who is it?
I know it's you. What's your news?
And then Legal Eagles from 1986. February 18th, we have The Criminal, a.k.a. The Concrete Jungle from 1960. The Accident from 1967. Perfect Friday from 1971. Light at the Edge of the World from 1971. The Day of the Dolphin from 1974. And then on February 25th, Que des Orfèvres from 1947, The Third Lover from 1962, The Deadly Trap from 1967, and Max and the Junk Men from 1971. I think that's it for the dates for the Kino stuff. Oh, I should mention that Ulzana's Raid, I think I've announced before on the show, is coming on January 21st. This is the Robert Aldrich film with Burt Lancaster. Very tough movie, but one that I like. This will have an audio commentary by Nick Pinkerton and interview with actor Bruce Davison, who is also in the movie. So I'm excited for that to come out from Kino Lorber as well. Let's see. Next on my list, MVD Rewind is putting out a movie called Mind Games from 1989, which I don't know much about.
It was the perfect vacation for the Lund family. Until they met Eric.
Why'd you ask him to ride with us?
He seemed like a decent enough guy.
He gained their loyalty.
This is different from anything you've ever done before.
Leave me alone! Leave me alone!
Don't touch me ever again!
And destroyed their love.
Trust me.
You're young enough for anything.
Meaning sex?
I'm going to sleep alone from now on.
What the hell about this, huh?
Now, they're trapped in a nightmare.
Accidents happen.
And fighting for their lives.
Dana, please don't go out there.
Why are you doing this?
Open the door!
Leave us alone.
Mind games. The one game you should never play.
This will have a high-definition presentation of the film, brand new The Making of Mind Games, 108 minutes, full-length feature retrospective of the film, including interviews with the stars, Maxwell Caulfield, Matt Narrero, and Sean Weatherly. Brand new Bob Yari, Portrait of a Producer, 33 minutes. Good stuff from MVD. They're doing up these old 80s movies. I guess this one looks sort of like a slashery, thrillery thing. So I'm into it. I've never heard of it, but I like the MVD Rewind collection releases thus far. That is coming on February 11th. And then Olive Film Signature has The Bells of St. Mary's with Bing Crosby and Ingrid Bergman coming on November 26th. That'll be basically out when this episode drops. This is a Leo McCarey film. I like Leo McCarey very much. And a brand new 4K restoration, audio commentary by Bing Crosby biographer Gary Giddens, Faith in Film featurette, Human Nature featurette, Before the Sequelitis featurette, you know, a bunch of stuff. They've done a nice job with these signature collection editions. So if you're into the film, this is a must own for you. Next up, we have Scorpion releasing, have announced a couple things. There's a movie called Stand Alone from 1985, which stars Charles Durning, Pam Grier, and James Keach. It's got Charles Durning on the cover with a baseball bat looking like he's going to kick some ass. But it says a World War II vet is pushed to the limit when gang members and drug dealers take over his neighborhood in this 1985 action film, also starring cult icon Pam Grier, James Keach, and Burt Remsen.
He was just an average American who tried to do the right thing.
If you don't want to get involved, just tell us.
If I can help you, I will.
And then he became a target. Shorty! Because sometimes when a man stands up for what's right...
This is my house.
He has to stand alone.
Man, death. Come with me.
Stand Alone, the story of a real American hero. Charles Durning, Pam Grier, Stand Alone, rated R.
So I don't know this movie, but looks interesting. I like, you know, revenge gang movies. Oh, this is a brand new remaster of the film. Doesn't look like it has any other features that have been announced thus far. This is coming on January 7th. And then another movie called Omega Syndrome from Scorpion, 1986, starring Ken Wald, George DeCenzo, Xander Berkeley, Nicole Eggert, and others. An ex-GI's daughter is abducted by a gang of white supremacists. He calls on his former army buddies, and together they set out to track down the gang and rescue his daughter. Sounds like a similar movie. Sounds like an interesting double bill. This is a brand new 2K remaster. Again, no other features listed for this one. Also coming January 7th. Screen Factory has detailed a few films I may have talked about on a previous episode. They are The Final Program from 1973, The Mummy's Shroud from 1967, and Demons of the Mind from 1972. Final Program will have an audio commentary with director Robert Fuest and actress Jenny Runacher, moderated by film historian Jonathan Sothcott. I think that might be from an old DVD, but yeah, this one not available on Blu-ray to this point that I know of, at least not in the States. And The Mummy's Shroud has a new audio commentary by film historian Bruce G. Hallenbeck. The Beat Goes On, The Making of The Mummy's Shroud, Remembering David Buck, World of Hammer, Mummies, Werewolves, and The Living Dead, I don't know that film at all. And then Demons of the Mind has two new features, a new audio commentary by author, film historian Steve Haberman, always solid, and new interview with camera operator Neil Binney, as well as Blood Will Have Blood, The Making of Demons of the Mind, and an audio commentary with director Peter Sykes, writer Christopher Wicking, and actress Virginia Wetherell, moderated by film historian Jonathan Sothcott. Okay, so dates on those. Final program January 7th, Mummy's Shroud, and Demons of the Mind January 14th. Shout Factory has announced and detailed, although maybe they announced this at Comic-Con, I can't remember, their collector's edition of The Wizard from 1989.
Two tickets to California, please.
That's $226.
Well, we only have $27.30. What does that get us?
Nowhere.
Corey's taking his brother Jimmy on a ride.
These two boys already traveled more than 80 miles across the state.
We've hired someone to find him.
What's his problem?
He's just shy.
But Jimmy's got a secret.
You got 50,000 on Double Dragon?
That could make this the ride of their lives.
Look at him. He's a wizard.
He's headed for the video championship.
This guy.
What is that?
Power glove.
Yeah, well, just keep your power gloves up for all right.
With a touch of romance.
I am not kissing a boy.
And a ton of trouble.
That's huge.
We're too late.
Put me down!
Sorry about that.
You maniac!
They'll get there any way they can.
Jimmy! Here we come!
It's Jimmy!
Come here! Stop them!
Now, what do you think you're doing to him?
All his life, you've been telling him to do what you want him to do. How about once you ask him what he wants to do, huh?
Now,
Video Armageddon.
There's a cool looking Super Mario Brothers style cover and slipcase, and they have not announced the technical specs or the features for this yet. It is coming on March 24th, but you can bet I will be picking it up and getting my power gloves on it. I must have it. The Wizard, Fred Savage. Very good stuff. If you're an 80s kid. So that is it for Shout Factory. And then lastly, we have a couple announcements from Vinegar Syndrome. One I'm definitely excited about, the other I don't know. The movie I'm excited about is Deadline from 1984, which is a horror film about a screenwriter who loses the ability to distinguish between his fantasy world and the real world with disastrous consequences. This is one I've heard talked about for a long time. Had a Paragon VHS release, if I recall, but I definitely want to check this one out. It's been talked up on my blog by others, and I'm very curious about it. Those are to hit the market early 2020. That movie and something called Zombie Island Massacre, also from 1984, which I've never heard of. And I think they just confirmed they'll be putting out French Sex Murders as well with Anita Ekberg and Barbara Boucher. That just came up on Twitter the other day. But that's basically it for my November announcements. I'll continue to catalog these things and give you guys updates as I go through the announcements that I come across. Hopefully you're digging them. But regardless, have a wonderful and Blu-ray-filled week, and I'll talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.